This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and again, we're thankful to have the opportunity to share a message from God with you. This week, we've been talking about the subject of a day of good news, and to introduce that, on Monday, we talked about an account from the Old Testament found in 2 Kings chapter 6, where the city of Samaria had been sieged and surrounded by the Syrian army, and it really created a situation of just a great famine in the city. The Bible gives us some detail about just how bad and how severe it was. It even gives us a couple of details that we learned that a donkey's head was a high-priced commodity that you could only buy for 80 shekels of silver. And also dove droppings, which were selling for as much as 5 shekels of silver. And it becomes really hard for us to understand and probably relate to how severe it would have been at that time during that famine. We learn also that there were 4 lepers who go out one morning to throw themselves at the mercy of the Syrian army and find that God had caused a great miracle to happen the night before in the sound of a mighty army coming upon those Syrians, and they fled. They left everything behind. They left their tents intact. They left clothes, food, drink. They left other treasures, and these lepers began to gather it all up, if you can just imagine, in their great despair, and they began to hide it, and they went from tent to tent, and finally they came to themselves and they said, "We are not doing right, for this is a day of good news." And we've been building on that thought of the day of good news, and yesterday we talked about how really we're not altogether different from those lepers as the children of God, is that we have found a treasure also that the world needs, that the world has a great problem. In the day that we studied about, it was for food, it was a great famine. But today there is a famine for the Word of God, and we have that, and we need to be sharing it with the world. And as we think about that same idea and same topic, we want to kind of think about the consequences of keeping silent. If we don't share and we don't come to the same realization that those lepers did, you know, what are we doing? How are we living up to what God has called us to do? We don't have to go very far in the Gospels. Really, at the we could look at the end of Matthew or the end of Mark, and we see what we refer to now as the Great Commission. But in Matthew chapter 28, at verse 19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And how are we going to do that if we keep silent? Keeping silent with this good news is certainly not what Jesus commanded. We also might turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, which tells us, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." And so as we think about that particular verse and that passage, folks, we are privileged to be the people of God, and we are to proclaim his praises. This verse tells us that God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can't we relate to that? Can't we think back to a time in our lives, perhaps, where we weren't faithful and we're living in darkness, and then to have the opportunity through God's mercy and his long suffering to repent of those things and to obey the gospel and now be part of his light. The verse also tells us that we were a people who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Think of the difference in your personal situation there. And now we are God's own special people. So when we think about those 3 points from that particular passage in 1 Peter, how can we possibly keep silent and keep that to ourselves? If we do, and we are keeping silent, we need to come to the same realization that those lepers came to so many years ago when they found that treasure. That is, we are not doing right, and this is a day of good news. I hope as you go out today, you might be willing to share that good news with others. If you're available sometime, we'd love to have you visit with us at Oakland. We are on Townsend Ford Road just off of New Cut Road and meet on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, and 7 p.m. for Bible study on Wednesday night. We'd love to have you. May God bless you.